streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Hour 3, we're live. It's LA, it's the Herd. Joy and I match today. That's why the TV product is so damn good today.
This has also been maybe, I think, the fourth week in a row that we've had breaking news.
Fourth show in a row.
During,
I mean, seriously.
Show.
I mean, on our shows are like...
It's crazy.
Okay, so Matt Ryan, now a member of the Colts.
Yes.
Falcons get a third-round pick and eat some of the contract. So Atlanta upgrades at quarterback. Or, excuse me. The Colts upgrade at quarterback.
Yes.
And Atlanta basically says, we're going to be in a quarterback draft lottery in 2 years with the Giants, probably with the Saints, probably with
Carolina.
Carolina, maybe Detroit.
Maybe in Seattle.
No, Seattle. I think two people are going to get a quarterback this year. And that means, so two teams will draft a quarterback. And that means you're going to give that quarterback at least 2 years before people in the building are like, okay, we're out. Right? Like, it maybe a year and a half. This, by the second Thanksgiving, you generally know after practice it's going to work or not.
Well, yeah, Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis will get drafted somewhere.
No question, first round.
I think they will go first round, but I do feel like there is a feeling that that will be an overdraft. So
well, for Kenny,
it will be interesting to see where they land and how it goes.
Yes, I talked to a general manager 2 weeks ago. He said, Colin, almost all quarterbacks are overdrafted.
Right.
But the key is you get them for free. It's the most important position, and you surround them with stuff. So you can mitigate some of that, hey, we reached. Kenny Pickett is not viewed as a first-round quarterback by the executives I trust. A Super Bowl-winning executive told me they had Kenny Pickett graded as a mid-third-round player. And this is a top five GM in the league.
So that's what concerns me, is what, because they might go somewhere that is not a complete place, well, and where you go matters. And if you're being overdrafted and you're going to somewhere that doesn't really have an assembled roster.
Right. So let me just guess here.
Okay.
My guess is Malik Willis will go somewhere in the top 10. Atlanta could be it. By the way, Marcus Mariota runs around Malik Willis. Maybe that's not a, he'd be a good understudy for, you know, Mariota's a grown up, been in the league, nice guy, a pro's pro, good right. in the room. You bring in Marcus Mariota, you go with Malik Willis, and you sit around and you're like, if he's going to learn from somebody, you got no ego with Marcus Mariota. Like,
and
he's
you have no expectations for this year.
Yeah, and he's Marcus is a great kid, no ego, loves football. He's healthy today. And you can create an offense with Marcus. You want a rolling pocket. You want to move it. So Atlanta, I can see Atlanta saying, let's get Mariota and Malik Willis, and let's roll the dice. I'd have Kenny Pickett to me feels more mid to late first round. You know, once you get into the late first round, you know, did Pittsburgh make a move? Maybe. I don't know. I think Pittsburgh's going to roll for a couple years with Trubisky and wait till next year. I don't think if I was Pittsburgh, I would draft a quarterback. I don't think I would. I think I would get Trubisky another weapon.
No, I think you go with Trubisky for a few years.
Yeah, he's
and
a grown-up.
You know, some people are talking about it being a long-term situation. If that's the case, then Trubisky will have earned it. But I think he's a bridge situation, and they're going to draft a quarterback next year.
I agree.
Which is what they should do.
So, wow. Okay, so here, so I as I said, I think Matt Ryan won. He gets a better team. Colts are now like feel like a playoff team. Whether they can get there in the AFC doesn't matter. Atlanta, we're going to go find a new quarterback. I don't have a problem with that. Winners. Colts are better. Good for Matt Ryan. It'll extend his career. He won't take as many hits. It's a run-centric offense. Plus, Matt Ryan goes to a former NFL quarterback, Frank Reich, who got Phillip Rivers into the playoffs. So I think Matt gets a coaching upgrade, an O-line upgrade. Organizationally, the Colts have been better the last 5 or 6 years than the Falcons have. So it's a win-win-win. He goes to a much tougher conference, but are the Colts going to win a Super Bowl? I know Atlanta wasn't. That I know. Now, the Baker Mayfield component today. So this eliminates, right? This eliminates the Colts and Baker Mayfield. Now, I projected this weekend, I said, Baker's not going to go to the Colts. Chris Ballard has no time for nonsense. He's an accountant. He's not going to deal with Baker's nonsense. And this goes to something Joy and I talked about. For all you young hipsters out there, all you young people who are sure you're going to conquer the world, don't be a jerk on the way up because everybody's watching you. Somebody told me this years ago, I've never been involved in a lawsuit. And they said, you can get into a lawsuit, but do realize if you sue, there will be people that just don't want to be part of you. Like if you look at major companies, they don't want litigation. Like that's how you disrupt a very successful company, a lawsuit. And so choose carefully if you plan to sue, because you may win the lawsuit. You're going to scare away employers. People just don't like litigious people. Whether they're just or not, right? Like in any field. And somebody told me that years ago, be careful who you sue, right? If you have to, think a lot about the repercussions. It's the same thing with giving every opinion on Twitter or giving every opinion. I have a lot of opinions. You don't hear 90% of them. I talk to my wife or my therapist. When you put everything out there like Baker, you put it out to the world, you put it out to the press, we all hear it. And all these GMs are like, no, thank you. The Colts would have been perfect for Baker Mayfield. Great O-line, great run game, stability in the organization. He ends up going to the worst place in the world. Seattle's got a 70-year-old defensive coach. It's a tough division. You're going to have to only win with shootouts because your defense is terrible in Seattle. There's not a lot of stability. Paul Allen died. You got a new defensive coordinator. You don't have a number one receiver. DK Metcalf looks the part, but I don't think you have a one receiver. You don't have a one back. You don't really have a one tight end. The defense is a mess. Seattle's in a rebuild. They have been for years. They just didn't want to admit it. So Baker, had he just kind of presented himself as mature, let's keep it quiet, you don't know the Colts wouldn't go with him. I mean, let's be honest. Baker's cheaper than Matt Ryan. Baker's younger than Matt Ryan. If Baker had never grabbed his junk, thrown this, said that, and we just had his play, there's an argument to be made. If I'm Indianapolis, I would go get him. because he was fantastic. He's had moments in his career. He's been really good. And there's an argument to be made. The Colts roster is a lot like Cleveland's. Good O-line, star back, nice tight ends, and a good pass rusher. The Colts and the Browns rosters are not that different. They're both Midwest franchises, right? There's an argument to be made. Baker would be with the Colts today. Does he get it? Does his family get it? Does his wife get it? Does everybody get the reason he's not with the Colts and he's going to the mess in Seattle is all the microphone stuff, the Twitter stuff, the IG stuff, the leak stuff. Otherwise, he'd be in Indianapolis. You would take Baker, oh, even with the injury. I go Baker over Matt Ryan. If you gave me Matt Ryan's personality with Baker's game, I would probably go with Baker. He's younger. He's shown an ability to get you in the playoffs. Not a lot of people get Cleveland into the playoffs last 25 years. So you don't have to show me what you eat on Twitter. Don't try to win the press conference. Don't always be the funniest guy in the room. Sometimes keep it to yourself. Baker crushed his career because he's not winning in Seattle. That's a crappy O-line that you got a bunch of B running backs and a 70-year-old defensive coach instead of going to an offensive coach. Matt Ryan, who's totally limited at this point, right? The quarterback position's getting more mobile. Matt's older, expensive, but Matt's a grown-up. Matt's an adult. You never have to worry about Matt showing up early, staying late, holding his teammates accountable, holding himself accountable, getting you in and out of trouble at the line of scrimmage. He's not a party guy. He's not a cocky guy. You know, some people say he's a little intense. He's got a little Peyton Manning to him where he is. He can bark at his teammates. But Matt Ryan got the Colts job because of his personality. That's why he got the job. Matt Ryan is in Indy. Good team. And Baker is it, not because of their games. Because one, you can argue, is an ascending player. One's a declining player. One's super expensive. One's not that expensive. Baker's personality is why he's going to the worst job. You don't have to tell us everything you think. Sometimes you go to a, you sometimes put your hat on forward, be a grown-up, act like an adult, even if it's not, quote, authentic you. That's the difference between going to Seattle and being buried in that mess of a franchise and going to the Colts and making the playoffs. Because their games isn't why they're doing it. You would take the younger, less expensive quarterback, wouldn't you? I would. There you go. Sometimes you just have to take one for the team. Don't have to win every Twitter argument.
Or just act in your own self-interest.
You can be selfish. Just be selfishly disciplined. Not that hard. So, wow. What's the next one?
Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is still out there as well.
All right, there we go. Let's get some Jimmy Garoppolo going. So,
Jimmy Garoppolo and Jameis Winston are still
okay,
out there.
Let me throw this out. Jameis stays in New Orleans. Jimmy Garoppolo, Carolina.
I like Jimmy to Carolina.
You got to figure out what to do with Sam Darnold. Let me tell you something. Between Baker and Drew Lock, that quarterback room in Seattle is cats and dogs living together. That'll be like a frat, seven beers in on a Friday night. Bad judgment. It's just going to be, there's going to be vomit everywhere. It's not going to work. Drew Lock and Baker is going to be really, really interesting. Be cool, lit. Be very lit quarterback room. I don't know. Jimmy Garoppolo is really interesting. So let's talk about this. So Carolina's paying Sam Darnold 18. He doesn't fit there, does he? Not really.
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, you're paying Darnold 18. Atlanta's going to go with Marcus Mariota, according to reports. The Saints like Jameis Winston. And because Jimmy can't throw for 4 months, the Niners may just wait until he can throw and get more. I mean, they could. They could. Jimmy's a good guy. He's not going to blow stuff up or say something stupid.
Well, I also think the Niners want to do right by Jimmy.
He's a nice guy.
Well, yes, and he also made everything work there this year with Trey Lance there.
I mean, you saw the Rams this weekend do Robert Woods a solid.
Yeah.
They say, hey, Robert, where do you want to go? He's at Tennessee. All right, well, they could have gotten a fifth-round pick. They get a sixth. Teams would like, if you're a good person, teams will do a solid for you.
Well, because it does, it's just like companies. Like there is a reputation. If you are a business that revolves around talent, how you treat the talent matters. they talk. So you don't want to be the team in free agency that is difficult or they're not going to take care of you.
That's right.
Like, these things do matter when you're trying to at some point recruit players, which is a big part of what the Rams do, obviously, because they don't care about draft picks. So they really do build through those relationships, and having that reputation matters.
Wow. What a day. Good stuff. More to come.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Some of you kids out there don't know football. The Atlanta Falcons have one of the lowest graded pass blocking lines in the NFL. And one of the lowest graded run blocking lines in the NFL. Matt Ryan will be driving a much better car in Indianapolis. That the Colts O-line is one of the better run blocking lines in the NFL. So just think about this. In Atlanta, they couldn't protect him when he threw. They couldn't pick up run yards. So Matt Ryan was thrown on 3rd and 8 behind a not a mobile guy, between a bad O-line in front of a battle line in Atlanta, 3rd and 8. He'll be thrown on 3rd and 2 in Indianapolis. That's the difference. Matt Ryan with Indy is going to be a much better quarterback than Matt Ryan with Atlanta because of his protection and because they have a star running back. So Indy got Phillip Rivers to the playoffs. Phillip Rivers literally, after he took his uniform off, went to coach high school football. Matt Ryan's got at least 3 capable years left. And then he could be a backup if he, you know, he won't need the money. But Matt Ryan with Indy is a better player. Baker Mayfield with Nick Chubb and that O-line looks pretty competent. Baker Mayfield with that run game in Seattle and that division and that O-line is going to be under siege. He's going to be thrown on 3rd and 12. Go ask Russell Wilson how that works. Go watch Russell Wilson in Denver with an offensive coach. That running game, those receivers. Russell Wilson's going to totally pop. totally pop. It's like the people that don't think Devontae Adams is going to succeed with the Raiders. Are you paying attention? They've got Darren Waller's a top two tight end in the NFL. Hunter Renfrow, maybe the best slot receiver. Josh Jacobs. And the right side of their O-line is pretty good. The left side has to be drafted up. But you can't bracket Devontae Adams and double him every play. They just have too many weapons. I mean, Hunter Renfrow had 100 catches last year. You can't just double Devontae Adams. So Devontae, with a very capable quarterback, is going to get a lot of solo coverage. Devontae Adams is going to be a big hit for the Raiders. It'd be different if they were the Seahawks and you could just bracket him and just say, like, DK Metcalf sometimes gets doubled. He's not an effective route runner. So you can take DK Metcalf out of games. You will not be able to take Devontae Adams out of games. Hunter Renfrow's a 100-catch guy. Darren Waller, when healthy, is a beast. Josh Jacobs, a top 5-6 running back. And now they got an offensive coach with a very good quarterback in Derek Carr. Great? I don't know. Good? Absolutely. So Matt Ryan in Indy is going to be a really good player. How was Matt Stafford in Los Angeles compared to Matt Stafford in Detroit? He had better protection. He had better wide receivers. Matt Stafford looked like a different player. Go take Brady's last year in New England and his first year in Tampa. Look at his numbers. He got 45 touchdown passes on average the last 2 years. Why? He's throwing to better players, better schemes. So if you, these fans that think Matt Ryan's done, no, he was done in Atlanta. Because of his salary, they couldn't surround him with good people. Now he's a cheaper investment, better online, better running game, and the same wonky division. Matt Ryan's going to be really good in Indianapolis. Great? Pro Bowl? No, because the AFC's got too many great quarterbacks. But he'll be a really effective quarterback. Phillip Rivers got him to the playoffs. Matt today is better than Phillip Rivers, who makes a lot of mistakes. Matt doesn't. Matt just needs protection in a run game. He'll be very effective. TJ Hushmanzada is joining us live. Wow. Let me, by the way, so if I say to you, what would you give up for Baker Mayfield? What would you give up as a GM?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, that, and not saying that Baker can't play, but it's the extracurricular that comes with it. You want your quarterback to be noisy on the field and no noise off the field. And with Baker, it's the complete opposite. Baker can play. He has his chip on his shoulder, and I've said this. I don't understand how a guy that was drafted number one plays this. Nobody believes in me. Bro, you were the first pick of the draft. Everybody thought you were a stud. That worked in high school. It worked in college. You came into the National Football League as the best player, at least where you were drafted. That doesn't work anymore. He's going to have to quiet down. He's going to have to humble himself. I'm sure he's been humbled. You want to go to the Colts. They don't want you. Now it's just a place of where can he land? But what would I give up? Honestly, fifth, sixth round pick. That's it.
Yeah, same here. I give up a sixth round pick. Matt Ryan to Indy. I think it works because I think he needs a clean pocket and he's very effective. I think it works.
I like it, Colin. Phillip Rivers went 11-5 with the Colts and led them to the playoffs. And we would say Matt Ryan at this point is better than Phillip Rivers was at that point.
Yeah.
And I was one. Matt Ryan has always had a ton of weapons. You have Roddy White. You have Julio Jones. You have Tony Gonzalez. You have Calvin Ridley. So I was a guy that, man, Matt Ryan always has a tons of weapons to throw to. And then Julio's gone. Calvin Ridley isn't playing.
Yep.
He, in essence, got Russell Gage paid by the Bucks. Matt Ryan has been underrated, bro. Really, really underrated because you look at his weapons and you tend to give the weapons all the credit. He's going to have a really good running game, one of the best offensive lines in the game, and a pretty damn good defense. Matt Ryan's going to do well.
So it's interesting. When the Rams went and I'll throw a theory at you. So when the Rams got Allen Robinson, wide receiver, people went, why? And this is my theory. Because the Rams knew Robinson, in their offense, probably a little quicker than Robert Woods, and Robert's good. But if they brought Allen Robinson in, they could control where Robert Woods goes. And they didn't want him going to the Packers, for instance. So once Devontae Adams leaves Green Bay, and they get Allen Robinson, there's no number one on the market. and they trade Woods over to the AFC so Green Bay doesn't get him. Because I look at Green Bay this morning, TJ, they don't have a one, they don't have a two. An executive told me this weekend that most of their receivers that'll be threes would be four on other top teams. What does Green Bay do now at wide receiver? Draft and cross your fingers?
Pretty much. And I applaud the Rams because when they signed Allen Robinson, I actually got on the phone with Robert Woods. And what they did for him, it was they worked with him. Where would you like to go? And Green Bay was one of those teams. And so Green Bay, I'll just say this. Green Bay has nobody but themselves to blame that they don't have Robert Woods. I'll just say that.
Wow.
Tennessee was one of the teams that we discussed that we felt like was a good fit for Robert. Such a good dude. But the way that the Rams organization handled this, working with him and his agent, to put him in a place that he felt comfortable in, you got to applaud them, and that's why they win. That's why they're winning. That's why people want to play for those guys. They worked with him, and you know how hard that is? You win a Super Bowl. You are part of the culture to turn that franchise and organization around. They sign your replacement, then they have to get on the phone and work with you to find a team that you feel is best for you moving forward. But, yes, Green Bay was one of those teams, and, again, they have nobody to blame but themselves that they didn't trade for him.
Wow, a little newsbreaker, TJ Hushmanzada. By the way, when Von Miller went to the Bills, all he did was say how much he loved the Rams. He was like, they treated me like gold. I'm going to miss all those guys. So, to your point, that gets thrown out into the market, and now free agents are like, Rams treat you great. Von Miller says it. Robert Woods says it. TJ Hushmanzada says it. That stuff matters. Here's what's interesting on Davante Adams. I went on the line, and a lot of people were saying, oh, they overpaid for him. What's he going to be without Aaron Rodgers? It's like, timeout. They were college teammates. Like, I've seen wide receivers move all over the league. Matt Stafford, in an hour, worked with OBJ, Cooper Kupp, and Robert Woods. You're a receiver. We talk schemes a lot in football. But a productive receiver, the bottom line is, can you get open? Yes. And is the quarterback good enough to get you the ball when you get open? I think Davante Adams is going to crush with the Raiders. How do you think he fits?
I agree. In essence, the Raiders gave up the 22nd pick in this year's draft, and I believe the 55th pick as well to acquire Davante. Davante Adams creates separation in relationships. That's not a good thing. On the football field, it's a great thing.
Right.
He gets open at the line of scrimmage. He gets open at the top of the route. And guys that understand football, they know what I'm talking about. He's going to be fine. Aaron Rodgers is going to miss Davante Adams in a major way. Draft the receiver in the first round. Go ahead. If he has a great year like Justin Jefferson did or Ja'Marr Chase did, is he going to be better than Davante Adams? Probably not. And these are two of the best rookie receivers we've seen come into the league in a long time. Are those guys that you are potentially looking at the draft going to be better than Davante Adams? I say no. I don't know what Green Bay is doing, but they went from one of the better teams in the NFC to me, middle of the pack or one of the worst teams. You cannot win without a receiver when you know I need a play that can win one-on-one at least 95% of the time, and that's Davante Adams.
Great stuff, TJ Hushmanzada. I love how you break news when you come on the show. The Robert Woods story. You are a news breaker. Your Bengals, by the way, went and got Lyle Collins at right tackle. I got to be honest.
Hey, the Bengals ain't playing, Colin. They got, not only did they get Lyle Collins, they got Karras from the Patriots.
Yep.
They got Alex Kappa from the Bucs. They signed Hayden Hurst. Man, they addressed their weakness. This, to me, has been the best all season in NFL, I can remember, with all the trades and the teams that had problems, they're getting them. Man, I can't wait for this season to start.
Yeah, they went and got Karras from New England, who's just, you get the same player every game with Karras. Kappa, very good, smart veteran guard, and right tackle Lyle Collins, because their center and their left tackle they like. So, good for them. Joe Burrow got protection. He got a security force in front of him with all those weapons. So TJ Hushman's out of the former Bengal. Great seeing you, bud.
Yes, sir. You guys keep up the great work. What up, Joy?
Hi, TJ.
Here's my report card. Here's my report card. Can I hand out grades very quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Bengals get an A. Broncos get an A. I think Raiders get an A. Steelers, I think, have done a great job.
I think you're very generous with these gradings.
Well,
very
no,
tough,
I'm very
usually.
Tough. So those are all A's. Seahawks, Cowboys, F.
F.
Cowboys are absolutely the worst team today. Seahawks are in disarray at quarterback. I want to watch Baker in Seattle. Here's my report cards. Bengals, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders, Steelers. I love what they've done. Cowboys, not good. Seahawks, mess.
Are there any in-betweens?
No, not my grading scale. You either bring me an apple and get an A, or I dismiss you from class. There are no B's and C's and D's in my class. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Oh, we didn't have the Browns on there. The Browns have had a busy offseason so far.
Choppy. I think with Deshaun, you got lower expectations for a year. Joey, he could be out 8 games. They could suspend him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody's even really discussing what the suspension could be. So they traded for Deshaun Watson last week.
Right.
Made him the second highest paid quarterback in the league behind Aaron Rodgers. They also released wide receiver Jarvis Landry after trading for Amari Cooper. And they announced that they are restructuring Cooper's contract, which could open the door for Landry to come back. Mary Kay Cabot said the team is working to re-sign him after creating $15 million in cap space with the restructure. She also added they're trying to bring back Jadeveon Clowney for another season. He had 37 tackles and 9 sacks for the Browns in 2021. It would be the first time he's with the same team for back-to-back seasons since he was with the Texans if he does re-sign. They are also trading Case Keenum to the Bills for a 2022 seventh-round pick, and they are signing Jacoby Brissett to a one-year deal to be the backup for Deshaun Watson, which I actually think is a smart move because he will likely get suspended, and Jacoby is a solid backup.
Think about, we've talked about this for some time, last 10 years, the rules have benefited offense. More high school players who are athletes want to play offense.
Right.
If I just said to you, excellent offensive teams.
Chiefs. Rams.
Bills. Rams. Bucks. Chargers. Got Denver now.
Yeah.
Chargers. Cleveland. Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just top of my head. The quality of offense, these are all-star teams. Honestly, if you were playing fantasy football and you got Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb, Amari Cooper, that would be like, and David Njoku, that would be an all-star team. And that may be the fifth best offensive set in the AFC.
But we do this every year. We have teams that on paper look like that.
Yes.
And things happen throughout the year that alter how that goes. We didn't even mention the Ravens. Like, Lamar Jackson is one of the most dynamic offensive players in the league, but they were injured all year last year. They're going to be back and different.
I have no idea who's going to win the AFC North. None. Because if Deshaun gets suspended, Browns are fourth.
Right.
If he gets suspended 3 games, they're probably, their roster in Cleveland, that offensive roster is a fantasy football roster. Seriously, I'm not, forget the offensive line, which is the strength of the team. Tight end, receiver, quarterback, back, and they have an offensive coach to lubricate all of it.
I still, not that I can't believe it, because I sold my Baker stock a while ago, but has anyone ever been more right about anything in the history of sports than you on Baker Mayfield?
It ended like it started, and like it was a bumpy flight the minute it took off.
I mean, I think people think you rooted for that to happen, which is not true.
We root for good football.
Good football first, and then chaos second. And he definitely provided the chaos. Oh. So the Rams and Matthew Stafford agreed to an extension. It's for 4 years, $160 million. At signing, it's a 5-year, $183 million deal. So the average for new money is $40 million. And he gets $63 million guaranteed at signing. But Stafford will be a 6.7% hit against the cap this season.
That's it. That's why the Rams should be favored to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, they definitely should. Aaron Rodgers represents 13.2% of the Packers' cap space. And as we talk about all the time, since 2011, No quarterback has won the Super Bowl with a cap hit of more than 12.4%. The closest was Brady at 12.3%, and that is Tom Brady, who wins every other Super Bowl for all time. He did just win a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. They did trade Robert Woods to the Titans, so they have made some moves, but they also signed Allen Robinson, which made
Woods. Yeah.
Allen, enter that trade space.
Okay, so Allen's played with Trubisky and a coach that got fired and Fields. So you don't, you really, Allen Robinson's the great example of, you don't quite know how good he is. Like, you watch Allen Robinson with the Rams.
I think he's going to be great with the Rams.
Yeah, he's going to be
great.
Yeah, so first game in September, you're going to watch Allen Robinson and go, oh, he's been, when he has been healthy in Chicago and they can get him the ball, he's an electric player.
But yes, like when you look at the numbers that he's put up with the quarterbacks that he's played with as well.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. But I'm with you. This contract to me puts the Rams at the top of the league. It's not just the Super Bowl that solidified what Matthew Stafford can do in the postseason. The fact that they have him there, now he's comfortable, he has his extension, and that's what the cap hit is should be terrifying to everyone in the NFC. So the Saints and head coach Dennis Allen said the quarterback position was something that they still need to figure out. It doesn't appear that Taysom Hill will be the answer there. According to Saints beat writer Larry Holder, Hill is still not a part of the quarterback conversation in New Orleans. I don't really know why he would be.
Well, you and I never got that, ever.
I just feel like the contract skewed things for Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill was always a very valuable asset to that offense and a very valuable player, but the contract made it seem like he should be the quarterback, and he's
a significantly more gifted Tim Tebow. If Tim he's faster, better throw, like he's Tebow. If Tebow was as good as people thought,
right,
it's Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is a great athlete. Tim Tebow's an okay athlete. Like he runs like a 4.75. Like, this is one of the best 20 athletes in the league.
No, he's an athlete.
Great,
he's like a
athlete.
Gadget player. He's going to contribute as a runner and a receiver and a special teams player.
Love to have him on my roster.
But they're going to look for a traditional quarterback. He's also currently recovering from surgery to repair a Lisfranc injury in his left foot. Tom Pelissero just reported that they are signing Jameis Winston to a two-year deal with a base value of $28 million, including $21 million guaranteed. It's still not clear if he's going to start week one because he's recovering from a torn ACL. But they also have Ian Book and Blake Bortles on their roster right now. So I think this was the right move for the Saints to bring back Jameis Winston. Before he got injured, he was 5-2. I understand that was with Sean Payton, but he's been in the building. Jameis has come a long way. You don't know. You have a lot of questions about what the future of the franchise is going to be. I think bringing back Jameis Winston is the right move for the Saints. So that's another team off the market now.
For Baker.
And Jimmy Garoppolo. Where's Jimmy end up?
I don't have an answer. I think
now John Lynch is telling interested teams that they have an offer of 2 second-round picks for Garoppolo on the table. He did not name the team.
You're not going to get that. You're going to get a second-round pick. That's what you're going to get.
I think you're not getting two seconds. That's what he's saying. They have an interested team that have that offer.
Well, you say a lot of things. Supermodels walk up to me all the time and ask me out. I can say that.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, of course I can say that stuff. I'm not giving up 2 twos for Jimmy. I'll give you two. I'm fine. I'm fine.
I mean, his injury history just makes that. Where
does he go? He's not going to go to Seattle because Niners won't let him go to Seattle.
I think he ends up in Carolina.
Then you're going to have to do something with Sam Darnold. Maybe he's out of the league. I don't know.
Do you think Sam Darnold is still a starter in the league right now?
No, I think people have given up on him. No, they gave up on him. Too many mistakes. A less talented Carson Wentz. And he's out.
I mean, I don't think that's unfair.
No, I'm the biggest Darnold fan in the world, but I can't rely on him and his decision-making. I've seen too much. So I think Sam's a really, really top five backup, but it's too many mistakes.
Well, I mean, when you look at teams that still need quarterbacks at this point, since the Saints are now off the list.
Okay, who is it?
If you believe that the Texans are going to run it with Davis Mills, then there's that. I don't think the Giants are in that conversation because they got
Tyrod Taylor and Daniel Jones.
So it's the Panthers and the Seahawks.
And I can see the, I mean, I think what you do is you get out of the Sam Darnold business and you get Baker or Garoppolo. I would take Garoppolo over Baker because I don't want turbulence. Like I don't want my quarterback fighting with the media. Like, I'm not into that at all. It's a huge turnoff for me. Garoppolo's limited, but I don't drive home at night thinking, oh, crap.
No, we know exactly what Garoppolo is going to do in that spot. That's him handling things the way he did in San Francisco with Trey Lance this year is a huge testament to what he is in the locker room.
Yes. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
We're only a month and a half removed from the Rams winning the Super Bowl. We're going to do, is the Super Bowl window based on salary cap, AG or quarterback, momentum, is your Super Bowl window open or closed? Closed meaning you got too many issues, you're not a Super Bowl team anymore.
Let's start with the Bills.
Open. They had the number one scoring defense, the number one total offense. So number one scoring defense, number one total defense, and they added Von Miller. So we know the offense is fine. They drafted some offensive linemen last year. Those guys will get better. So they're very much at the top of a wide open Super Bowl window. They may have their window more open than anybody. They're still not paying Josh Allen big money yet.
The Browns.
I think it's closed. I really do. Maybe it reopens. Do you know Deshaun Watson next year is going to be 25% of their salary cap? Matt Stafford is 6% of the Rams. You also don't know if he's going to play this year in September or October. So right now, this is not a Super Bowl team this minute.
The Ravens.
It's open. They can't get that beat up. They lost everybody. They lost Marcus Peters last year. They lost Ronnie Stanley, Marlon Humphrey, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. They lost the whole team. So they're back. The division's tougher, but the window's open.
The Bengals.
Totally open. Massive upgrade on the Bengals' offensive line. Burrow, by the way, rookie contract is only 4.7% of the Bengals' salary cap. So like the Rams, you get an elite quarterback, tiny cap hit, so you can go get another guard, another tackle, wide open.
Titans.
I think it's closed. Tannehill now is getting older. Derrick Henry getting older. I kind of feel like the window shut this year and we saw it. Their pass defense has been bad in Tennessee for three straight years. I don't think that's better. And I think with Matt Ryan in division and Trevor Lawrence now getting better with a real NFL coach, I think the Titans' Super Bowl window is closed.
The Broncos.
Wide open. First of all, they played real defense last year, and they went and got DJ Jones, one of the best interior defensive linemen in the league. And they had the number three scoring defense anyway. Way better at quarterback. The division's tough, but, you know, again, obstacles, you're not going to play all those teams in the playoffs potentially. Buffalo's going to knock off Kansas City or vice versa. So window's wide open for 4 or 5 years with Russ.
The Chiefs.
It's still open. Justin Reed was a good pickup after they lost Honey Badger. And they have the best record in the NFL during the Mahomes era. 50 wins, 15 losses. So I don't think they have the best roster in their division right now. I think Denver has more high-end players, actually. I really do. Chargers roster is good. Raiders roster is really good. I don't know if they have the best roster in the division, but as long as you have Mahomes and Andy Reid, Super Bowl window's open.
The Raiders.
I'm going to give it an open. In an offensive trending lead, they have great weapons. Left tackle, quarterback, slot, Devontae, Jacobs, tight end. Has there ever been a division with four playoff teams? I mean, seriously, we have seven in each conference now. So after your four division winners, I don't know, somebody may go sub-500 in this division. That Raider offense is going to cook. And now they have stability, GM and coach.
The Chargers.
Open. Still not paying Justin Herbert anything. Their problem was they could not get teams off the field on third down. So they went and got Khalil Mack, good run defender, and a pass rusher, and J.C. Jackson, the corner. So Brandon Staley's a defensive coach. I think they'll also attack the middle of their defense in the draft. So their problem was Justin Herbert was watching a lot of games from the sidelines. They could not get people off the field on third down.
Here's an interesting one. The Cowboys.
I think it's closed. Amari Cooper, Lyle Collins, Randy Gregory, Cedric Wilson. Those are playmakers. They lost four. And let's be honest about this. They're hoping Michael Gallup off an ACL surgery pops. They went from really good weapons to really average. Now, their division's terrible, but even with a bad division, they've only won it four times in 12 years. They only have two playoff wins in 12 years, and that's with good weapons. I don't think their weapons this morning are top 10 in the league.
I think the division's going to be better than it was last year.
Yeah, it should be.
The Bucks.
Open. They got, you know, the under-the-radar move they got was Shaq Mason because they lost both their guards, both really good guards. They went and got Shaq Mason from the Patriots and Russell Gage, the receiver from Atlanta, who, again, you may know him in fantasy football. Russell Gage is a really nice number three receiver behind Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
The Rams.
Wide open. Don't need to talk a lot about the Rams. Stafford only 6% cap hit. They have eight draft picks. So no number one, but they got eight draft picks, so they'll replenish the interior O-line, They need to get their linebacking core and the interior O-line beefed up.
Niners.
Open. I think Trey Lance can play. I don't know if it's wide open, but it's open. They also have a lot of draft picks. They got compensatory picks. They're also going to get something in the Jimmy Garoppolo trade. So they should have 8 or 9 draft picks. Again, they've got what they need. I think coach, young quarterback, couple of great weapons, pass rusher. They need to get better at corner and restock their O-line on the right side.
Packers.
Closed. They have no weapons. It's over. Cold and closed. Case closed, window closed in Green Bay. We'll see you tomorrow in Los Angeles. It's The Herd.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.